2, 3. Hey! Hey,
that's gotten weird.
Yeah. It really has. Welcome to the Download Youth Ministry. This is episode 293. This has been going on for 10 years, and some people wonder why.
I think we just answered it right there.
We don't. We actually like it. We like each other. We love each other. I was just thinking how inspired I am when I'm around you guys. I'm a better human being. And you might be saying, who is that human being? Well, that human being is Doug Fields.
Douglas Fields, Montgomery.
From Download Youth Ministry, and I'm sitting next to Jason Carson,
hello,
the king
Senor Pastor
of arson.
When ooh, I like that.
Yeah, he fires people up.
Yeah.
As a senior pastor.
Fire him up.
He's a supertone creator.
Senior pastor joke. Right
I know.
There. I like it.
That was pretty good.
The queen, right, Katie Edwards,
hey.
Junior high extraordinaire, author, speaker, wonderful
nothing
woman,
rhymes.
Married to a great human. Who is...
it's pretty great.
Is pretty much like me when it comes to being a fan of sports.
It's pretty much the greatest human like
he's
me.
He's the greatest human like me. What are you? What are you? What now?
Yeah, and then there's Josh.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking,
and
Allison?
Josh.
What would be fun for the future web shows?
Tell
is
us,
to have,
Doug.
Matching
to have
outfits.
My list.
Hats with different hats.
Can you imagine us all in?
I can actually.
Tracksuits, velour tracksuits.
Tracksuits.
Imagine that would be track amazing. Tracksuits.
A list for all the people who are going to DYM 100. So when people are writing in, I could compare and go, oh, they're going to be a DYM 100.
I almost shouted out to
you in
the last episode.
Wait, you have the list. Show it to the camera.
I can be your secretary.
Next time.
Look for the name.
Next time.
For
I'd like to be a little bit
don't
more prepared.
Know, the DYM 100 is an exclusive invitation-only gathering happening this September in Southern California.
Yeah.
That's web show at downloadyouthministry.com.
Yeah. And you know what? It's going to be... It's our first one.
It's sold out. It's full.
Well, it's sold out before people could even register.
Did you see the people on Twitter that are upset? They're like, what is this? I can't... What? It's sold.
Well, here's what we've been saying to
like
people.
Like the DC Talk Cruise. Am I right?
DC Talk Cruise?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
Doug hasn't heard about the DC Talk Cruise.
I'm sorry.
So
I don't keep up with
DC Talk
Christian
for
news.
DC Talk for an entire month had this big hype thing that an announcement is coming, All the fans think, oh, they're getting back together. They're going to do a new album.
New
they're going to do a tour. And they finally announce it, and it's just this one cruise, DC Talk. With like Newsboys and Toby Mac and a few other bands,
and it's $1,000 to go.
Go more than that.
Yeah,
some of the $4,000 a person. Some of the tickets, and so there was outrage all over the social media.
So
people are pissed.
A Download Youth Ministry
that it's not a new album.
Our cruise idea, it's out.
See, I didn't know DC Talk broke up.
So. 16 years ago, my friend.
Oh.
16. That's okay. Very specific.
It was the big announcement.
And so here's the deal. So if
the
you are a regular,
people care about.
If you are a regular to our podcast, when people say, "Hey, I didn't know about the DYM 100," my response has been, "We mentioned it on the podcast
a lot,
and we sent an email to the DYM members."
Yeah.
And then DYM members go, "I am a DYM member," and I go, "Oh, you don't read our emails," which is understandable.
Gotcha, red-handed.
Mm. Yeah, that's okay.
It's unfortunate.
That's rough.
But join us for DYM 100 2017.
Round two.
I don't know. Are we doing it? Are we going to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In 2018.
Every 4 years. 2020.
Oh, I'm deep in 2018.
It's totally like, it's the Olympics. Like the Olympics.
That should be our tagline, DYM 100. It's totally like the Olympics.
Well, here's what hurts me is that the best line of the whole show is from Elliot.
Good job, Elliot.
Wow. All right. Hey, here's the deal. We are sponsored by
Orange,
Reggie Joyner, Orange Curriculum, XP3, 252, Hike. There's just so many.
DougLovesOrange.xp3.net.
Com. Yeah, Doug loves orange.
This is super fun.
I don't know. Doug loves XP3.
Orange is awesome.
Orange is great. We use them. We love them. Best signature curriculum out there. Boom.
Boom.
Good that job. We know of.
Like, yeah. I mean, we're always looking.
Maybe there's others that are better, but we just don't know.
No. Nah, it's the best, period.
Yes. And the Orange Tour. Yeah. Check out the orangetour.org.
All over the country. We'll be at some of those. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, several episodes, there's a youth worker in Parker, Colorado. His name is Joel Stetler. And Joel has cancer. And we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And Joel's just given us an update.
All right,
he wanted to say that there is a recent scan show that the cancer has decreased 11% in size since his first round of chemotherapy, which is amazing. Since his particularly rare form of sarcoma historically does not respond to chemotherapy at all. So there is hope. A large number of the tumor in his lungs, the surgeons will, they're going to favor it in the surgical route. He just feels kind of like it's going to be managed.
Good news.
Spiritually, I've been praying more for guidance than for healing. As this crisis has brought me to a rather exciting place in my walk with Christ. Wow. That's pretty amazing to be able to say that.
That is.
Thank you for your prayers and encouragement. As far as leadership team, we're planning to have a special recognition for the ministry leaders. And we have the gift card drive organized by parents.
Wow.
Students have made personalized trophies for each of the leaders.
What?
He says, if at all possible, I would love to present the gifts from DYM. And other sponsors you mentioned on the podcast, what sort of arrangements need to be made?
That's awesome.
Who should I talk to? And I'm hoping that this is not too late. So I'm going to give this to Allison right after the show, Joel, and we're going to get you taken care of because Allison is really the anything yeah. related to details.
Yeah, she's the
she
only one.
She kind of makes it happen.
If there's any chance of this happening,
if there's
it's
any
through
really
Allison.
Chance anything of DYM happening,
yeah.
Like Josh and I came up with the idea of the DYM 100, but we don't know when it is, where people are going to go.
Without great thinkers and technical people like Allison and Elliot, where would we be?
Personalized trophies, though. For
that's a great idea.
That is such a great idea. I love it so much.
I want to steal it.
Okay. Actually, you can get those on DYM, downloadyouthministry.com. Personalized trophies. Yep. Yeah, go to downloadyouthministry.com/personalized-trophies.
That's
downloadyouthministry.com/personalized-trophies. Look, Allison's setting it up right now.
I can't wait. I'd like to be able to choose the topper, just saying.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Ryan Jance. Ryan says, love you all and love Download Youth Ministry. Oh. DYM has come a long way since that live stream where you pitched the membership idea and Doug frantically jotted down the impact or the details on a whiteboard. As an author and early adopter, it has been an awesome ride, and DYM has impacted my ministry and family beyond what I could ever imagine.
Wow.
Katie, I know you don't follow everything on Download Youth Ministry, but Download Youth Ministry has gone from like a C to an A. All right? We've got this new games app that will blow your stockings off. Do you wear stockings? No.
Those are socks, right?
Just moving along.
Yeah. I think our grandmas wore it once, Doug.
Yeah, we've got this games app, Katie, that really...
I'm excited about it.
It is great. I didn't know we were a C. I'm still a little taken aback by the fact that we were a C.
Because what do I go? We went from an A to an A+. That's not all that exciting. We're an A.
Yeah, we were C- then.
Well, the games app has put us into a new stratosphere.
It is really cool.
And then this month we launched a new newsletter app that it's
super slick.
Katie, I need to show it to you.
So
you type in stuff for your parents, check boxes for some articles, boom.
We had a decent one. Now we have a great one.
It's just slick. It's the future.
Yeah. Why wouldn't people become members?
It's a fair
Jason,
question.
Maybe the best thing you've said in 30 episodes.
Thank you, Doug.
Yep. All right. As an author and early adopter, it has been an awesome ride,
why
and
wouldn't?
DYM has impacted my ministry and family beyond what I could imagine. One of the best and most unexpected benefits of DYM for me has been the community of amazing youth leaders that I have been able to connect with, get to know, and be encouraged by. I'm guessing Ryan, he tweets a lot. I recognize his name, and he's going to the DYM 100. Will you check that, Ryan Jance?
He is,
definitely.
Yep. And I'm guessing he's on our Facebook page because there's a lot of interaction and that's where the online community is happening. Yep. However.
Oh boy.
Dun,
that's
dun, dun.
A lot of praise.
Dun, dun.
I'm offended by Josh. However, I'm in a spot where I think many youth pastors find themselves. While I so enjoy the online community of DYM youth pastors, I have no deep connections with other guys my age locally. I've been in my church for 6 years and have always had a super hard time getting beyond a surface relationship with church members. It's easier with other local youth pastors, but we're also busy, and with five kids, it's really hard to invest a lot of time into growing meaningful relationships. Are there any tricks or advice that you could give on how to develop solid adult and accountability relationships without stealing what little time you have left for the family? Ryan, I'm going to give you, I don't normally start, and I'm going to start.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
Here's the deal. You got five kids. Life is busy. Your friendships are going to revolve around those kids' parents, chances are. So if your kids are in Little League, you're going to be around those people several hours a week at practices and games, things like that. I wouldn't necessarily feel like you need to find friends who are in youth ministry. Some of my dear friends, Sandy Boyd is an electrician, and this is a guy that I used to coach Little League baseball. You know
Alex
Sandy Boyd.
Nick.
He's a great, great human. Maybe one of the most supportive friends I have. No
He's
offense,
amazing.
Josh. But I just said wow, most say supportive.
Ministry friends.
Whew, yeah, okay. No, most supportive.
Right, see where I rate, C+.
I'm just, it's all based on supportive. So it's it's your job to get above a C. But, those friendships are not necessarily ministry friendships. So you look outside. I think you look for people who are revolving around your kids in those circles of influence. And maybe don't spend so much time online.
Don't play video games as much? No, great community on video games. Come on. No. I would add to that and just say there are seasons, too, of friendship, of relationships. And so I think as my kids have gotten a little bit older, we've had some great new friendships develop, and I think we've really enjoyed that. When we were in the thick of, we have four kids, we were in the thick of that, little kids, lots of diapers, crazy youth ministry schedule, the whole bit. It was a priority, it just wasn't a reality. And so I think as our seasons have changed, our friendships, the depth of them have changed with them, and that's okay.
Good answer. Good answer. Is the seasons changed? I'm going to have to listen to it back.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, why don't you tell the story? Speaking of listening to it back, I want to hear that LA Fitness story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but happened, let's keep, wait. Let's answer Ryan's deal on friendships.
But be ready.
Let me ask.
Yeah, because
there is
something related to what you said, Josh, that made me think about it. Is like people would say, what are your hobbies? Well, now I have hobbies.
Yeah.
When my kids were in the zone at home and little, I didn't have, hobbies was survival.
Yeah.
It was like ministry, family, everything they were involved in. Maybe coaching them was a hobby.
Yeah,
I don't know. But, I have a lot more friends, time with friends, hang out, the whole bit. I mean, we're going to a very nice dinner after this with some friends. It's his birthday. I'm sorry you guys weren't invited.
Yeah.
But, we don't even have, it's kind of like we don't even have check calendar anymore because of season of life.
How fun is that?
Yeah. But that wasn't like that for the longest of time. Yeah. So I look at your guys' age of kids.
Yeah, you're running to dinner. I'm running home to a quick family dinner, homework, craziness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's just the reality of that season. So why I say friendships oftentimes revolve around either other youth workers. So some of my bestest long-term friends are like Greg and Linda Vino, people who volunteered for 20 years. You're seeing them all the time, and so you're rubbing shoulders with them, staff people, that type of thing. But I think you said it really well, Josh, when it comes to the seasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me add what I think might be helpful for
Ryan. We're out of time.
Man. Oh, that's great. No. Yeah,
We're already kind of an A.
Are you gonna tell your story afterwards?
I'm gonna talk to Ryan because I care about
that. Come back to your story. We gotta.
I don't know. Ryan seems like, without knowing him, it might be fair to say Ryan seems like somebody that is one of those personality types, very specific personality type that needs somebody to go deep with. Not everybody needs that. There's certain guys, if you have 100 kids in a youth group, there might be 5 or 3 that like deep accountability. Or maybe 1. I mean, it's a small percentage, right? So if Ryan's that guy that needs that someone to talk to, I have 2 friends that are actually long distance, and it's always on the phone. And I might see them once a year if we somehow run into each other around the country. But where I just call sometimes once a week, and we just go deep in ministry and talk and have that safe space to say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. And if Ryan's looking for that kind of camaraderie or whatever, I mean, you could probably announce it on the Facebook page of Download Youth Ministry. Does anybody want to have a partner to share stories with and to go deep with and to say, I'm struggling, or to hold each other up in prayer? Mm-hmm. Would anybody want to volunteer for it and exchange numbers? And why not get a pen pal out of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be cool.
Say the camaraderie again one more time.
Camaraderie.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you just said it differently. You said camaraderie, and I was camaraderie? Okay, tell us your LA Fitness story. Great answer.
It's not gonna go.
Anything on friendship?
I just don't think that you... we have a couple of lifelong friendships. I don't have a billion. I've had, you know, 4 or 5 people, you know, just kind of journeying on the inner circle with our family, and they have grace for us when seasons are busy and are up close when we need them to be up close, and vice versa. So I wouldn't say it's like billions of relationships are like that. You know, I think there's a few, and it's okay to have a couple, you know, that are just, these are my people I draw up close with. Those are the people I'm intentional with and pursue, and they're intentional in pursuing me back, you know? And I think, you know, I'm pursuing at a lot of different levels, but as far as like, you know, there's some people that you just choose like, hey, these are just the couple I can pursue in any season.
Yeah.
You know, and then as seasons change, you know, relationships, you know, like you said, have different levels of depth. So I would just be okay with that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
I like that.
Jason, LA Fitness.
Probably not going to happen.
All right. I'll start us off.
So Jason was on the treadmill the other day.
And here's the deal. Jason said, I don't want to talk about this on the show.
No.
Which shows how new he is.
That tells you.
You're still kind of new.
We're going to back you into a corner and you're going to tell the story.
And that's why we say save it for the show.
Yeah.
Save it for the show.
Save it for the show.
Jason, you can give us a pretty clean version of this story.
There's nothing messy about it. You really want me to?
I think you should.
Oh, it's a great bet.
Okay. So, just this last week, I'm at LA Fitness, and I'm on the elliptical, and I haven't been in a month and a half.
No one can tell.
Thanks, Doug. I just knew it. I knew it was coming.
You walked so into that. There was
that was a
tee it up.
I said that before when you told it.
And it was
it worked.
Recycled gags. They're always great, Doug.
It didn't get Allison to laugh, but that's okay. That's all right. No, that's all right.
She doesn't want to fat shame anybody. So.
Oh, that got Allison to laugh. Bingo.
It wasn't fat shame. I just pulled
my shirt out a little bit because I said fat shame. I'm like,
greatest thing to keep me occupied, more than Sports Center, more than listening to music for me, is listening to the DYM podcast. Like, I enjoy it. It's nice. It makes it seem like the time just flies, and it's like going back and listening to a great conversation with great friends. So I'm on this thing, the elliptical, haven't been working out for a month and a half. And I'm going like, my arms are moving back and forth like this. And, you know, my legs are going up and down. The whole body's moving. And I haven't done this in all this time. And I'm listening to this part where Doug said something about his nephew, Elliot, in the room. And he called him a B-minus or something. He said he made a career out of being a B-minus his whole life. And I start laughing. Like, I fully got the chuckles. And I'm on the elliptical. And I have my earphones in. And I'm laughing. And then Josh says, he looks like a Unabomber. And so, right when he said that,
it was a double laugh.
I laughed so hard, it just triggered in me, and I'm going like this, and I probably ripped 5 loud farts right in a row. Pop, 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 pop. And I'm just going back and forth, and there are these two ladies right next to me on the elliptical, and they looked over and stared at me like I just did the worst thing that's ever happened to them. And I still have 15 minutes to go on my workout.
And what did you say?
Yeah, did you just stay in there?
I just kind of looked down. Squeaky elliptical, ladies. You know, I don't know. I don't know what I said, but
squeaky.
Incredibly.
That's the name of the show. The squeaky elliptical.
Squeaky elliptical.
So it was incredibly humiliating. And thank you for letting me share this story with thousands of viewers.
It's okay.
I appreciate that, Josh.
It's important. It's important
that I will endear you to
Josh. Yeah, tell about what you dabbled in high school. Go ahead.
Is a homeschool kid?
Weed. Okay, next.
Stop.
I'm kidding. That's not
false.
True. I didn't dabble.
Hey,
that's false.
In
for Josh's kids, that's
false.
Weed.
WeedGardener.com. Avid gardener. What are you talking about?
That is not true. No.
That's
now this,
so not true.
We don't need to talk about this, but just in the weed world, I was in Seattle.
Wait, is this last real? Weekend.
This got real.
Doug smoked a joint. It was
no,
weird.
No.
Oh, it's legal.
There is like signs everywhere for pot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's legalized for like a year. I just haven't been there in the daylight or other than the airport or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just signs everywhere. You're like Marijuana Depot and Home.
No.
Marijuana. Weed.
It's happening right now.
Weed Mart.
Yeah.
I got you.
Jack and the
we've got
Bong.
Off. We've got
Jack and the Bong.
McWeed.
Yeah. Let's get back on track. Here we go.
Taco
Here
joint. We
go. Shoot. All right. Yeah, you're like, come on. Oh, that's
come
funny.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Come on.
El Pollo Marijuana.
Girls.
All right.
Weed Carl's joint.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. So here we go. Long story short, LA Fitness. Fart story. It was funny.
Yeah,
that was funny.
And you know what? It's kind of
that
a good way for us to.
this is
the last show in this building.
Yeah,
that we
we're
think.
Closing it.
We
down.
Hope.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
New
here
studio.
We go.
Here we go.
Katie, this is mostly
We've
for
got
you.
A big birthday oh,
look at save for
save
Katie.
For Katie. I'm just gonna sit save back.
Yay.
Oh man, stresses me out.
My name is Julie. This is Julie Tweed. Julie Tweed. My name is Julie, and I'm the junior high director at Parkview Church in Iowa City. Why didn't Julie sign up for the DYM 100? We have way too many. You have.
Oh, yeah.
We have way too many men. We need some women. My coworkers, Todd and Nick, and I had the pleasure of having dinner with Josh during the Atlanta National Youth Workers Convention 2 years ago, and it was such a blessing.
Lucky.
Thanks again for making time for us, Josh.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, I chickened out on asking Katie to meet up for dinner, and she was already snatched up by other Katie fans. However, Katie was so gracious and made time for a phone call for me last year as I was pondering life and ministry and being a mom. Way to go.
Wow, that's
way
awesome.
To go. Josh would never do that. Thank you again, Katie, for your wisdom and your time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Even though we've never met, I look up to you more than Jason.
don't
I mean,
we all?
More than you know, sorry.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Am I right?
who wouldn't be a member?
So I'm on the elliptical. All
right. So there I was, guys. Hey. You ever been on an elliptical, kids?
So now I'm back seeking more advice.
The show's lost all.
After 4 years of infertility treatments and 2 miscarriages, we were blessed with the birth of our son, Maverick, this past December. I decided to keep working at the church and attempt navigating life as a mom and youth pastor. After being back at work now for a few months, I'm finding myself asking God where he wants me. I was wondering what advice you have, Katie, on how you decided to keep being a pastor and a mom, and if anything helped you know you were making the right choice. I know y'all can't tell me what I should do, but I would love to hear your thoughts. I love junior high students and volunteers, so the thought of leaving is really hard for me, but I know that I'm not indispensable and that the ministry is God's and not mine. I really want to be obedient to God and make the best decision possible. Thanks, guys, for all you do to help youth workers. Humor, wisdom, encouragement, and resources are a gift. Our student ministry team has been so blessed by DYM. Just
so
this
cool.
Last week, we used the ## message and loved it.
That's rad. How fun.
All right.
What a great question and a lot of wisdom already in her questioning. She's wrestling. You can see it. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, I say quit and be a great mom. Sorry, what? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You weren't even...
Yeah, Katie, what do you got? This is definitely your world. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it is different for everyone. But I think this, when I had my daughter, Abby, my first daughter, and I went through, you know, which I think every new mom does, and I think every new dad goes through a pull and a tug of war when your first child is born, because everything changes. Mm-hmm. And you change. You do take on new attributes that didn't exist before and new pieces of your identity surface and things like that. Yeah. So understand that I think it is a rediscovery process with Jesus of your identity when you become a mom. There is some of that. And so I think that was just a season that I went through when I first had Abby is who am I now? You know, because I know I'm different, but I'm the same. So I think definitely taking time to spend time with Jesus and rediscovering yourself is a piece of that. I think, too, this was my first really big test of obedience, truly, because I think there are times when your heart is tugged in multiple directions, but you know Jesus is leading you into one. And even though there's things that you think, oh, but I want to be here too, or I want to do this too. I think my husband and I have just together always trusted God's leading and calling on our life. And because I think to just, you know, it's not that it wasn't hard to go back to work, or and it wasn't that it still isn't today, 16 years later after my first child was born. There are still days where I feel that tug of my heart. But God has, you know, just continuing to seek out what Jesus wants for me, seek out who he's made me to be, and do the best that I can to live out the way he wants me to live out my life. He's been so faithful in every other area that the tug is different now. Mm. It's not, the tug is not, oh, I wish I could be home with my kids. The tug is just, oh, I miss my kids. You know, the tug is, and God has been really faithful in that, and been really faithful every step of the way. So really, to me, the best thing I can tell you is just listen. Just be silent, just listen. And I think, you know, I really do believe that God will reveal himself to you and his plan for you. And whatever's happening within what he reveals to you, he will be faithful in every other area. So I don't feel like I said before, or I think we said it on another show, I don't feel like I'm ever a mom and then a youth pastor and I'm switching back and forth. I'm both at the same time. So I'm thinking about my kids when I'm a youth pastor, and I'm thinking about my youth ministry when I'm with my kids sometimes. Yeah. You know, those are parallel tracks for me. And I think they're always moving forward. And the common denominator in both is God's calling me to be me, Katie Edwards, which is youth pastor and wife and mom. And he's giving me the tools to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. He's fueling me. He's leading me. He's with me when it's tough, and he's with me when it's great. So I don't know. Does that, do you think that's a good?
It's hard when, yeah, exactly. Oh. I agree.
Standing ovation right there. First time.
I know, without a doubt.
Yeah, 293 shows. I've never given a standing ovation.
I like what you're saying about that both paths are good. Like, God could be in either one of these. So, you know, this one will end well, definitely. And this one will end well.
Definitely.
But there's a choice, yeah.
Yeah. And he is leading you clear. He will. I think God will be really clear with you. If you ask him to be, he will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. And well, take some time with the God newborn. Always take some time with the newborn.
Yeah.
You know, never get that time back. If it's a month, if it's 2 months, whatever. If you can talk to your boss, your senior pastor, anybody, and say, like, hey, what are my expectations here? And can I slowly, gradually go back into it? That's good.
You know, if we could get newborn, if we could get newborn air freshener, I would.
I know.
Love the smell of a newborn.
Yeah, their heads are so
good.
I know.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I think, I was just going to say, you, I think when you become a parent, you know, like I said, life changes and you do have to find a new normal. So I would say I'm not the same youth pastor I was before I had
totally.
Kids.
Right.
So there was a new normal for me to seek out and to find. And there are things that I don't do anymore that I used to do when I was single or I used to do when I didn't have kids that I don't do anymore. There's different choices that I make. And I think you guys would probably say the same thing as dads. You sought out a new normal.
For sure.
For, you know, with family life. And so give yourself some time to find that new normal, to find that new rhythm. You know, if Jesus is leading you towards it, he will help you find that rhythm.
That's good. Katie, if you had your own podcast, I'd listen to it.
to it.
Yeah, I don't listen to podcasts.
It'd be an A+, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen to C- or so.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
The games app's A+.
Yeah. The newsletter.
Oh, I think it's unbelievable. Why would you not want to be a member?
Why wouldn't you?
I know.
Be a member.
This last question, because that nice dinner that I'm going to that you guys were invited to, I got to get going.
You know, we should keep you here a little later just because we weren't invited.
Let me answer this one, Dick.
I'd like to see that.
Elliot, get the door.
Let's let the senior pastor talk.
The senior pastor drones on and on.
I have 12 points I'd like to say.
I have 4 sermons I'm going to combine into one.
Yes.
Wow. Sounds like this weekend. what church?
You've heard Jason speak?
Hey, I was under an hour and 10 twice last year.
I love when Elliot laughs. When you get Elliot to laugh. Now, John's coma.
Yeah, like, John literally.
All the guys.
John, you look way too comfortable. John's been up in Seattle lately.
Oh, I see you made a drug reference. Oh, yeah. I get it.
Oh,
stop. Here we go. Last question.
Everyone stop it.
Quiet, kids. My name is Joey Phillips. I'm a DYM fan and member. I've been viewing the podcast web show since 00. Is Joey Phillips on our DYM 100 list? Joey.
Is it Joey or Joy? I couldn't hear you. Joey.
Joey.
Joey, get on it. Come on.
I just sent my first lesson in to hopefully end up being in the DYM store.
Ooh. Great.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Maybe.
I tried that once.
If you were here at the DYM 100, we'd talk about it in real life.
Sold out, Josh. Oh, don't shame people. Yeah. I'm an old youth pastor with 20 plus years under my belt.
I like that.
The last 4 years, I was doing youth ministry as a volunteer. I'm back to full time, and I've been at the current position for 2 months. When the senior pastor called to offer me the job, he also told me that he would be leaving the church soon. He left 2 weeks ago. The children's director resigned and left 1 week ago. The associate pastor just found out that he would be not be offered the senior pastor position. So he's out the door.
He's
out the soon, I will be the only program staff here.
Oh, wow.
None of this is revealing an unhealthiness in the church. Quite the contrary. So here's the questions.
That's great.
Very articulate, news. Joey. Yeah. I like this.
Optimistic.
As they begin the process of interviewing a new senior pastor, one, what type of input interaction should I have with the candidates? Two, what questions do I need to be asking them? Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Wow. Last man standing.
So, what type of interaction should I have with the candidates? I would say all your interaction should be really positive, because I think that person could be your potential boss.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want that person going away going, dude, that one guy, he was a drag.
Yeah, the one guy that's left, how did
he
make
it? Yeah, it's not your choice anyway. So, you know, just, boy, if you came here, you know, pastor, how could a person like me best support you?
Yes.
You know, what's your love language in terms of how do you manage? How do you like to be, you know, cared for? Whatever. I would ask all those subordinate type questions just to get a feel for it. But, you know, what type of questions can I be asking? Leadership style. I mean, I think some of how do you affirm people? What does a work week look like for you? What are your expectations on staff? I mean, if you've been a staff person, you know how, you know, people either manage or mismanage you. Mm-hmm. So I would ask questions around that. But I'd be really positive, because I'd want that person coming in at least thinking, man, I can't wait to work with that youth guy. He was great. He was positive. He was encouraging.
Yeah.
Don't you think knowing their youth ministry history would be important too? Like, what in your last church, what was the youth ministry like there? Or did you ever serve in youth ministry? And what's your background? Question. I think that'd be interesting too.
Do you have a philosophy of youth ministry that's archaic and you'll force it on us?
Exactly. Well, back in the 70s, that's what we did. It was terrific. That was my senior pastor voice.
Who leads an interview like this? So with all these people leaving, because I've never been through this.
Usually an elder board or something.
Yeah, okay. Search committee maybe.
Because maybe even going to them and just asking them what they foresee your participation being, like just, you know, wanting to know, should I ask any questions or, you know, how do you view my role in this? Maybe something like that.
But yeah, and if he's the only standing staff member left, Doug, you nailed it. Just don't be the fall guy. It's not your job to like hang this interview guy out to dry and make him, you know, like just, well, I got to know this stuff. I got to press him hard. Let the other elder guys do that and find out about him. Yeah.
I would say be involved in the process, though. I think what a unique seat you have as the youth director or youth pastor, whatever. To be involved in that process, I think be a part of it. What a gift that is.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you know, you are coming in and the senior pastor and those relationships are all established. It's a really unique situation. So.
I was in the first church I was at for 11 years. I was at year 10 and a half when they were interviewing a new senior pastor. I was allowed to be at the table and their questions being asked. And I remember thinking, if this guy gets a job, the job, I am out. Like, this this guy
awesome.
Yeah, he's just not going to work here, and I don't want to work with, you know, they probably interviewed 10 people. Well, he got the job.
No way.
And so his first day, I submitted my resignation.
You're kidding me. I've never heard the story.
But I kind of knew I was in transition anyway.
Yeah.
But I just thought, oh,
were you thinking, A, there's no way they're going to pick him, and B, if they
I didn't think there was no way. I kind of knew he was a little bit of the choice. But he lasted not very long.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that church kind of collapsed and merged with another church to what is, you know, Mariners.
Wild.
Yeah. Today.
Wild. That's
crazy. But a great, I mean.
And now you're back on staff honestly, as a youth guy. I love it.
Honestly, a great guy. Really great guy. It was a style thing. I just went, this is not going to be, you know, the way he talked about evangelism. I went, that's not how I think of evangelism. And I just went, this, we're going to be, but a like.
It was too big of a rock.
I just felt like, you know how there's good people that you listen to are really smart or articulate or whatever, you go, we're just going to be style different.
Yeah.
You know, and it had nothing to do with him, but I just knew like, okay, this is probably my wow.
own. And that's big of you to step away too, because a lot of times guys don't, and it's just fighting for the whole next year, 2 years.
And then it ends badly. And the church.
Well, and, you know, and I mean, there was also, it led me to Saddleback for 19 there you years. Go. So it was a good. It was a good move for me.
Doesn't the Assemblies of God, like when they get a new senior pastor, every staff member has to
turn in
a resignation, and that senior pastor has to rehire them all.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard that.
That is
well, stressful. It's not just the Assembly of God. I think there's other denominations.
Oh, yeah. I was in an independent Baptist church that did that. You had to turn in your resignation. Yeah. Now, that person could then, you know, reject your resignation or turn it down, but...
I guess that would be normal to assume, though, right? Anytime there's a leadership shift.
Yeah, the cabinet doesn't stay with the president. They all resign, and the next president decides if they stay.
It's how most of the world works. It's weird when we hear it in a church setting.
In a church, you're like, what? That person's called
there's
that
no
church?
Grace in this.
Yeah. I think it's a unique seat. Be a part. Don't be on the sidelines for this. Get in there and be a part of it. That's neat.
But guard your words.
Well, let's do this, you guys. This is the end of...
what else can we talk about while we make Doug late for
93. Hey, let's thank our sponsors, the Orange primary
Orange.
Sponsor.
Thank you, Orange.
We kind of said hi to them anyway. Let's list the other ones. Josh, why don't you take Leader Treks?
Leader Treks, Refuel Retreat, great student leadership material, amazing trips all over the world. LeaderTreks.org.
You take YM360.
Yes, YM360. Awesome resources. Oh, camp. Do you want me to talk about the camp?
Yeah, thing? Talk about whatever you want.
That's your deal.
I don't know a whole lot about the camp other than you're
generate
going.
Camp.
Allison, could we write into Katie's contract that she should know more about our sponsors?
You blew it.
It's not that I don't know anything about our sponsors. I just don't know about the camps.
I don't really know about the camps, too. This is their first summer.
Thank you, Allison.
Okay, here's go to ym360.com.
Resources at ym360
it's
are
be a
amazing.
Great camp.
They're top-notch.
Yeah,
top-notch.
Person who used to oversee the best kind of camps in the country.
Yeah, he runs it for them.
YM360. They're going to crush in the camp.
Roger
industry.
Said it's awesome.
If you're not in on the ground floor,
you're going to be out.
You're going to be out the door.
And they're expanding all over the world next summer, too. So if you didn't go this summer,
at least to California.
2017. All over the world, aka California.
All right.
And Pacific.
Azusa Pacific University. Get your master's degree. It's great. You can go see Doug Fields and get a class from him.
Yep, and who doesn't want that?
And why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you be a member? Why wouldn't you be a member? Hey, this is our last show in this temporary building.
Maybe.
We're grateful for this.
Oh. Prove it.
All I want to say is...
We'll see.
Next podcast
we'll
will be
that's true on 294.
Episode 294, right here. And here's what you can know about that. There will be more events than the Olympics.
All right. These sign-offs
are great.
Have a good
life. Yay!